delivering on trade, on the economy, on the Supreme Court, on the Second Amendment, on our military, for our veterans, and on our borders. Instead of being subtle and smart, they used a hatchet. And the people saw it right from the beginning.
Check it out!
The people know the truth. The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House. But I'm president and they're not.
I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good Friday morning. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Kevin Wall all this week. This is my last day behind this chair for 3 hours a day, and I'm going to miss you next week, but Kevin will be in this chair, live and local, same time, same place. You're listening as I broadcast live out of Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, all throughout the state of Nevada, even in Ely, welcome Ely, and the Coachella Valley in Southern California. Now, as a conservative, I found my way into the conservative movement at a very young age. Obviously, my moniker is Reagan Babe, and I credit Reagan for my inspiration, but I credit another gentleman who had a huge influence on me, and that was Andrew Breitbart. And Andrew Breitbart actually boycotted CPAC 1 year when they weren't going to allow the log cabin Republicans in. And he said, look, you know, this is a big tent, and we are a big tent. And we might disagree on, marriage equality and what exactly that means. But at the end of the day, there is home for everybody. And so I'm always interested, and my eye is always caught, when I see somebody that is identifies as a gay male or a gay female, and they find themselves in the Republican Party. And they were a former liberal. And I have somebody on the line right now that caught my attention on Twitter, and I've read a couple articles that he's written, and one is called, I'm a Gay New Yorker and I'm Coming Out as a Conservative. His name is Chadwick Moore. He's a 33-year-old journalist who lives in Williamsburg and has been a lifelong liberal. Then last September, he penned a profile for Out Magazine, which they asked him to do, by the way, of Milo Yiannopoulos, a controversial and outspoken critic of feminism, Muslims, and gay rights, even though he's gay himself. Although the Out story didn't take a positive stance or any stance on Yiannopoulos, Chadwick Moore found himself pilloried by fellow Democrats and ostracized by longtime friends. So I would like to welcome Chadwick Moore to the show. Chadwick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Megan, thanks for having me on.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, as a what I would consider Breitbart being my mentor and seeing what happened to Milo Yiannopoulos, I found your article very interesting because when Out Magazine had assigned you the interview, they asked you to do this interview of a rabble-rouser, right? A very controversial, outspoken, gay conservative, Milo Yiannopoulos. You knew it was going to be controversial, especially in the gay and liberal communities, especially in New York. But you didn't understand or realize how much hate you were going to get from your liberal peers. Can you explain a little bit of that time to our audience?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, I mean, I knew it would be controversial only in the sense that he's a controversial figure on the left, right? So I anticipated the story would get a lot of attention. What I never anticipated is that me, more than Milo, would be the subject of all that hate, me as a journalist and the magazine. I went into this story approaching it no differently than I would have approached any other subject. And I think that's why I was asked to do this story, because they knew I would give a sort of fair and balanced and approach to him. And as soon as I met him, I realized, I've had several awakenings over the years at working in the media, how fake it is and how much spin it is. And this was, I can point to several examples, and this was another huge example that when I met him, I realized that nothing I had read about him in the press was true. And I immediately thought, without even being like, oh, I really like this guy, I'm on his side now, I just thought, wow, this is the most interesting person right now. This is in September. right before the election. I thought, this is the most interesting person right now in American culture. That was my first thought. And we don't know anything about this guy because the press doesn't report on him fairly. So I'm like, well, great. This is a chance for me to just do what I've always done and just tell his story, to tell the pros and the cons, to put voices in of people who hate him, which I had many more voices that hate him than voices that were for him. And then what happened was I woke the morning that the story ran, getting death threats, getting like all of this crazy. It was like my biggest moment on Twitter. I'd never had so many notifications in my life. Everyone coming after me, friends. It was really an eye-opening experience of many eye-opening experiences.
And I refer to that as projection, because the liberals in their own echo chambers talk, I would assume, very disparagingly about the right and call us racists and call us violence. But when in fact it's that side, and you said specifically, and it's the liberal side that is really kind of what I would consider the racists and the hateful ones. You know, they champion behind no hate, but yet they're spewing hate at a member of their gay community, but they will not New Yorkers. And you say in your piece, I hope New Yorkers can be as accepting of my new status as a conservative man as they've been about my sexual orientation. And I just found that stunning, as far as if love trumps hate, right? Then then you look over in Chicago, and I'm just going to segue to this really quick, because mm-hmm. there was a dyke march. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was mm-hmm. a disparaging term, but there was a dyke march, and there was also a slut walk. I was just told. Now both, yeah. Which anyway, they own, I guess, the term slut, so I can call them sluts, and now I can call them dykes. Okay, so right. The sluts and the dykes got kind of together and or separate, and they were going to march for whatever rights they feel as though this new administration is taking away from them. But they banned Jews.
Mm.
Both parades banned Jews. Now, Milo Yiannopoulos is Greek, but there are plenty of Jewish gay men that are conservative, right? But the fact is, I don't understand, and perhaps you can enlighten me and my audience, why is there kind of now this woven relationship between the gay community, the activists in the gay community, the loud activists in the gay community, mm-hmm. and the alignment with those like Linda Sasour or Palestinian sympathizers? I mean, isn't that kind of a death wish in a way?
It is, and it's mind-boggling. There are several theories you can put out, but it is. You're right to point out that it's the activists. It's the loudest among them. It's the like sort of most unhinged social justice warriors who truly hate themselves, and this alignment with Islam, I think, is one of the huge the left's alignment with Islam is one of the huge motivators for so many gay people to be fleeing the left,
right,
and admitting that they're center right. And so many people have contacted me to say this. You know, like they have I know tons of gay men in New York who vacation in Tel Aviv, and now like they're going to come out in support of Islam. You know, Israel has been on our side this whole time. It's completely mind-boggling. And we all know that the Sarsours of the world, the Sharia law advocates, it's a tactic called tariq in Islam, which is basically in a nutshell to get your enemies to like you, and then when you have power, you get rid of them.
Right.
It's using your enemies to your advantage. Of course, they still hate gays. Of course, they hate Jews. The left, for some reason, has decided that Muslims are more important to their cause, maybe a bigger voting block than gays or Jews. I've been saying for a while that white gay men are about to be kicked off the plantation on the left. And then mm-hmm. after that, I think it's going to be legal Latinos and the Jews are being kicked off as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know where how they think that this is a good idea or if they've just lost their minds so much they don't even know what they're doing anymore.
Yeah, I have plenty of gay friends, and many of them watched in horror, as we all did, the Orlando Pulse shooting, and many of them turned to Trump. And there were a lot of articles mm-hmm. saying that after Orlando, and because of the left's embrace of radical Islam and trying to moderate radical Islam into the norm, is why we've seen a migration from the left, because their pillars are simply not in line with true human rights. You know, your rights to live openly and freely simply does not exist with those that they are aligning themselves with. You said you had a lot of friends that came to you and saying they're more right conservative. Do you see kind of a resurgence in activism from a conservative standpoint in the gay community? Or do you think there's still a fear because of all the backlash you're getting from your former peers?
There's certainly more fear. I get tons of people who, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people who contact me, gay and straight, a lot of gays, because I'm gay, who say to me that they disagree with the left. They can't speak up. They're afraid of losing their job. I lost my job when I came out conservative. I got fired from Out Magazine.
And that's right. I read that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, can't you sue?
I was their top writer. I was in Orlando. The story I did before the Milo profile was I was in Orlando. I did their covers for the Orlando shooting. That destroyed me. And that was another sort of moment last year where I was like, what is going on the left? Like, who are these people? Am I even one of them? And you're right that the radical Islam issue. But to your original question, I still think most people are extremely scared to come out, and because they see what happens to people like me. It's funny, Milo and I had a gay pride party here in New York City for conservative gays just on Pride weekends called Coming Out Conservative, and we had about 200 people show up, which filled the room. It was all we could have. It was wonderful. Everyone was so happy to get to know each other. People were flying in from across the country. There was so much joy in the room, and it's funny enough that when the gay press reported on it, when the Advocate reported on it, they framed it as a book launch party and not a gay pride party.
Do you know, I read about that news. And I thought it was a book launch. That
no, the book
so...
launch was 2 weeks later. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So couldn't you sue your former employer for discrimination because of your political beliefs?
We've been looking into that. It's complicated because New York State is one of only two states that has discrimination laws against political beliefs, but it gets very complicated. So it's something that's being looked into.
And so where can people find your writing now, and how are you at least trying to be as active as you can in New York or other spaces and places?
Well, wonderful Milo Yiannopoulos gave me a job when he found out I got fired. And so I'm working for him at his new company. I'm the head of research. So I'm doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes there, which is wonderful. A lot of with his new books division, we're pumping out new books and new authors and searching for that. And I'm working on my own book also, which is very nice. And it's a great change from the magazine world.
Well, I hope you keep me informed, and I will definitely follow you as I do on Twitter. I so appreciate your voice and your courage, especially living as a gay conservative in New York. I know that's not easy. I lived as a conservative in California, and that wasn't easy either.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome home. Welcome to the Republican Party. And I'm so glad to speak to you.
Thank you very much. Glad to speak to you, too.
Thanks, Chadwick. Folks, that was Chadwick Moore. I think we could learn a lot, especially the left could learn a lot. Because the left creates these grievances, and then they put these victims into camps. And if you're gay, you're over there. If you're a woman, you're over there. If you're Islam, or excuse me, Muslim, you're over there. But if you're a gay Jewish supporter, you're banned. You're out. And so if the Republican Party remains fiscally responsible, we will be able to build the party outward. Big tent. That's exactly what we want. And what we want, and what I want, is to talk more, but our sponsors keep the lights on. So we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we'll get live and local next.
How long has it been since you filed a federal income tax return? Has it been 3, maybe 4 years? Hey, no judgments. I know, times are still tough. Hey, Kevin Wall here. But did you know that millions of Americans are actually owed money by the federal government? In some cases, tens of thousands of dollars. But folks are afraid to file their back tax returns and collect the money the government owes them because, well, it's the big bad IRS. That's where my friend and my tax accountant, Al Wagner, at Trinity Tax Consultants can help. Al has spent much of his adult life dealing with the IRS. He knows how they think. Case in point, he recently worked with a woman who was told by the IRS that she owed $1 million in back taxes. Al worked with the IRS and reduced that $1 million down to zero. Regardless of when you last filed, call Al Wagner at Trinity Tax Consultants. He's an enrolled agent licensed by the IRS to represent taxpayers. Call 702-761-6550. That's 702-761-6550 or check him out at trinitytaxlv.com.
Hi, this is Megan Barth for El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas. It is without a doubt my favorite Mexican restaurant in the Las Vegas Valley. My friend Irma Aguirre and her incredible staff serve up authentic Mexican food. Last fall, Irma hosted a Donald Trump campaign event at El Sombrero. And as a direct result, her small business was victimized by liberal protesters who were hell-bent on closing her down. They lied about the food and service on social media by posting false negative reviews and were determined not to stop until they put her out of business. Well, I'm proud to say Irma didn't back down. Irma has principles that cannot be compromised. No hate and scare tactics will change that, and I am proud to call Irma a friend. Whether it's their famous small plates or their homemade soups and salsas, you'll be treated to the best Mexican food in the Las Vegas Valley. El Sombrero Mexican Bistro, 807 South Main Street in downtown Las Vegas. Or check out their menu online at elsombrerovegas.com.
Attention inventors.
Hi, I'm world champion poker player Tom McAvoy. Inventing and poker have something in common. If you're doing it right, you aren't gambling. Don't gamble with your million-dollar idea. Call the professionals at Inventor Process today. They can help. Invent like a champion with Inventor Process.
Call now for free Inventor's information. 702-912-2600. Inventor Process can help you patent, market, and succeed. Call 702-912-2600.
On the Fox News Channel's The Specialist, Eric Bolling brings straight talk and common sense to cable news.
Crazy people act on the crazy things they hear from politicians and celebrities. Think before you utter those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because there are crazy people out there taking your metaphors literally.
On Saturday, July 29th, Eric brings that straight talk and common sense to Las Vegas Country Club. Join us for an exclusive evening with Eric Bolling, co-sponsored by the Real Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity. Order your VIP tickets right now at kevinwallradio.com. Your VIP ticket includes dinner, an exclusive cocktail meet and greet with Eric Bolling, and your very own autographed copy of Eric's new best-selling book, The Swamp. Tickets are going fast, so order your VIP tickets right now at kevinwallradio.com. The first 8 tickets sold will join me at my table. Saturday, July 29th at Las Vegas Country Club, an exclusive evening with Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling. Order your VIP tickets right now at kevinwallradio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back, Las Vegas and Southern California, broadcasting live out of Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Kevin Wall, and today is my last day for 3 hours behind the mic. It makes me sad, but Kevin will be back here Monday morning, same time, same place, and I join Kevin every Monday at 11 o'clock, so you'll hear me again. I'm not going anywhere, just Kevin will be back in this seat after a much-needed vacation. So I want to go to some good news. Good news is always great news, right? We need some good news. And there is a lot of good news, but the fake news won't report it because they're too busy talking about what? Russia. And all of the failures of the Trump administration, all the chaos, and it's laden in scandal, and what are they going to do, and they should impeach him. But you know what? I've got a complete list of President Trump's major accomplishments in his first 6 months. Tomorrow is the 7 months he'll be in office. So this is data compiled over 6 months. And this comes to you, it was published today, this morning, at 7:30 this morning. I pulled it off of the Gateway Pundit before I was stuck in traffic. President Trump has accomplished much in his first 6 months in office. And here is a list. The stock market. In President Trump's first 6 months, and since his inauguration, the U.S. stock markets are at record highs, and millions of Americans are benefiting in their retirement savings accounts. The Dow's daily closing stock market average has risen 18% since the election on November 8th. On November 9th, the Dow closed at 18,332. Yesterday, on July 19th, the Dow closed at 21,641 for another all-time stock market closing high. Since the election, the Dow has set a new all-time closing high one out of every 4 days the market has been open. Since the inauguration on January 20th, the Dow is up 9%. The Dow just took 66 days to climb from 19,000 to above 21,000. That's the fastest 2,000-point run ever recorded. The Dow closed above 20,000 on January 25th, and the March 1st rally matched the fastest ever 1,000-point increase. Breaking records on the market, left and right. On February 28th, President Trump matched President Reagan's 1987 record for most continuous closing high trading days when the Dow reached a new high for its 12th day in a row. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ have set all new all-time highs. The U.S. stock market has gained $4 trillion in wealth since Trump was elected. And the S&P 500 broke $20 trillion for the first time in its history. U.S. debt. The U.S. debt has decreased under President Trump. President Obama increased the U.S. debt in his first 6 months by nearly $1 trillion. The difference between, and Trump reduced the debt by $103 billion. So take that into, he's reduced the debt by $103 billion in his first 6 months, and Obama increased the debt by $1 trillion. Jobs. President Trump added a projected 1 million jobs in his first 6 months. President Obama lost 3.8 million jobs. Unemployment rate since President Trump's inauguration decreased from 4.8 to 4.4. Inflation, 8-month low. Housing sales, the market is 45 days average for homes as compared to 84 days under Obama. And these are all illegal immigration, down 70%. NATO allies pumped in $10 billion. I mean, these are all huge successes. And what would make a great success for this show are your phone calls. So let's take them next. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. This is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about whatever you want. This is Megan Barr with ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back after this break.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. Stocks are lower as General Electric falls after reporting disappointing earnings. Tech companies are also lower today, and Ford is petitioning to avoid immediate recall of 2.2 million vehicles with Takata airbag inflators that the Japanese auto supplier declared defective. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Nissan recalled over 500,000 2007 through 2011 Versa cars with potentially defective inflators. A Ford spokesperson said the automaker will file a petition requesting to continue testing and analyzing its inflators. And the rivalry between Walmart and Amazon.com has come down to the warehouse forklift. Walmart agreeing to invest in Plug Power and buying more of its fuel cell-powered machines. Under the deal, Walmart will roll out Plug Power's forklifts and warehouse vehicles to 10 distribution centers this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Fox News confirms that White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has resigned. This after reports that New York financier Anthony Scaramucci would be the new communications director.
What the White House communications director is, that is the person that organizes and coordinates all of the intra-administration communication strategy, not the person who comes out there before the podium every day. That remains the press secretary.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House.
We're still waiting for absolute confirmation from the White House on all of this, but it's our understanding that Sean Spicer really objected to the idea of Scaramucci being brought in as the communications director.
And we're learning that Ford will file a petition to avoid an immediate recall of more than 2 million vehicles with Takata airbag inflators, the Japanese auto supplier declared defective last week. This is a Fox News alert.
almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. We're getting live and local, but today it's with Megan Barth, and this is my last day that I'll be filling in for Kevin Wall because he'll return to the of many industries. We are starting to see a boom in manufacturing. The Federal Reserve has increased interest rates three times since President Trump was elected into office in November. The Fed increased interest rates only once in Obama's 8 years. Like I said, illegal immigration is down 70%. NATO is finally, all of our allies are finally paying in to the system. They're paying their fair share. We always hear about the progressives talking about, well, it's all about fairness. You know, you have to pay your fair share. Well, Trump is making our allies pay their fair share. And so far, they've coughed up $10 billion. You know, we also have now Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. And this is what I don't understand about the never Trumpers, and I never will. The Bill Kristols of the world, the Ericksons of the world. They somehow wanted to stand by principle because they had a litmus test of what it meant to be conservative. And Trump certainly wasn't conservative, even after he picked Mike Pence. You can't get much more conservative than Mike Pence. And I said, you know, you don't have to like the man. You don't have to like Trump. But the fact that we will have a Republican president who will save the Supreme Court for generations to come should be enough to cast your vote. Because if you truly believed, if you say that you're really a conservative, you're a constitutional conservative, you're an evangelical conservative, whatever the heck kind of conservative you want to call yourself, Donald Trump just saved the Supreme Court from becoming the Ninth Circuit, as I refer to as the Ninth Circus. We see these judicial activists that are sitting on federal benches, like the one out of Hawaii, who basically just believes he can make immigration law. Oh, okay. Some judge that was appointed by Obama believes that he can make immigration law for our whole country. And that is exactly what we would have in the Supreme Court if Donald Trump was not president. So the appointment of Neil Gorsuch, and you know another one or maybe two are coming, because how long can Ruth Bader Ginsburg hold on, quite frankly? I mean, she's falling asleep at the State of the Unions. She can hardly keep her head up. I mean, get Ruth a bib and some tapioca. I mean, let's really. So we're looking at maybe, oh, I don't know, Ted Cruz. I've heard that name floated around. But we could literally stack the Supreme Court. And that's exactly what Trump will do and what needs to be done in order to preserve liberty and federalism. So let's rattle down some more accomplishments because we're not done. I mean, this was like four pages. Trump has passed 150 executive orders, memorandum, and proclamations as of July 19th, and these include dismantling Obama's climate change initiatives. Now, I troll Kamala Harris. I'm going to be the first one to admit it. I troll Kamala Harris on Twitter, and I love it. And she tweeted out something yesterday. You know, it's 2017. You know, why is the climate still a partisan issue? And I'm like, it's 2017. Get a new talking point. You know, we just don't believe as conservatives, and there's been plenty of evidence to debunk Al Gore's theory of global warming, but we don't believe that climate change it requires us to redistribute our wealth to polluting countries that continue to pollute. And that was exactly what the Paris Climate Accord was about. We put in $1 billion, the only country to do so, $1 billion into some global green fund. And no one else coughed up any money. And the no one else's are the Indias and the Chinas that are the biggest polluters. And that's all this whole climate change canard is about. It's about making Americans poorer and enriching other countries. And it's just a vast redistribution of wealth scheme, as is every progressive policy. It's all about the redistribution of wealth. Remember, it was Michelle Obama who said on the campaign trail, I think in North Carolina before her husband was elected, that, you know, some people just can't have a big piece of pie. They're just going to have to settle with less pie. Oh, really? Well, what about your pie, Michelle? They don't settle with less, do they? Those in power. It's just the rest of the working stiffs. So Donald Trump, travel bans for individuals from a select number of countries embroiled in terrorist atrocities. What a concept. Enforcing regulatory reform, protecting law enforcement, mandating for every new regulation to eliminate two. All of these regulations, and I believe there are about 400 that he has removed, that are that act as impediments, rather, to business. Because when government moves, companies move. They react. It's behavioral. If the federal government comes down heavy-handedly through regulations or taxes, companies shrink back. That's the defensive position. But when government gets out of the way, then companies move forward, just like the Democrats want us to do, right? Forward. But companies move forward, and they move forward by hiring more people, expanding their operations, creating jobs. Defeating ISIS, of course, is one of, as we continue on, and we are defeating them, we just need to make sure that we're defeating them within our own borders. And I've got a story about that later, how a judge, another judge, thinks that he can rehabilitate a jihadist. And so sentenced a jihadist, a Somali jihadist, from Minnesota, because that's where most of the Somali jihadists live now, Minnesota, the Twin Cities, I think they call it, St. Paul and Minneapolis. Huge Somali population, huge jihadi population, arrested by the FBI, a terrorist, a jihadist, and the judge says, oh, well, we'll just rehabilitate him. It doesn't work. Building a border wall. I hear the border wall is starting to be built. And that's exactly what we need. Cutting funding for sanctuary cities, hallelujah. Approving pipelines, reducing regulations on manufacturers, placing a hiring freeze on federal employees, because God knows we don't need any more federal employees, and exiting the U.S. from the TPP. And then, of course, Jim Hoft, a Gateway pundit, goes on to say, and let's not forget that the president unloaded on CNN with arguably the greatest tweet by any man ever made early in July. And that was the smackdown, the WWF meme smackdown of CNN. Which brings me to my next point, which is the media. And as I was talking to Chadwick Moore earlier in the program, I was a student of Andrew Breitbart. And Andrew Breitbart really opened my eyes early onto what he referred to as the Democrat media complex, which now Sebastian Gorka refers to as the fake news media complex. And even Chadwick Moore told us, he said, you know, until it was I met Milo Yiannopoulos, until it was until the time I met him, I really had this picture that the press had painted about him. And he found it to be entirely untrue. And so these are what is called the narratives that the press creates in order for you to believe something that doesn't exist, in order for you to believe something that simply isn't true. And so Andrew told me a long time ago that the press was in bed with the Democrats, and I kind of understood that, and that's why I started ReaganBabe.com, because I wasn't seeing truth in the headlines. Well, Matthew Boyle, who I believe is still with Breitbart, addressed the Heritage Foundation yesterday. And he said that our goal, and I believe he means Breitbart, and we'll get into the story right after this break, but our goal is the elimination of the entire mainstream media. And I'm on board with that goal, because the elimination of the mainstream media isn't necessarily going to silence, right? Silence dissent. But the elimination of the mainstream media means we're eliminating the propaganda arm of the DNC. Because the DNC uses the press and their patsies in the press, like the Katie Couric's, to distort the news and provide cover for the many criminals in the Democrat Network of Criminals, which is the DNC, the Democrat Network of Criminals. And I write about this on ReaganBabe.com. So instead of uncovering the truth, and then allowing the and reporting the truth, and then allowing the people to decide and make an educated, informed decision on the truth, they create these narratives in order to deceive and in order to provide cover, not uncover, in order to provide cover for the Democrat Party. And so Matthew Boyle is still with Breitbart News. I didn't know if he changed like Sean Spicer. And yes, oh, by the way, Sean Spicer is gone from the White House. I don't really think a lot of people are crying over that, because I actually think that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is an attack dog and exactly the type of person we need leading the communications in front of the press. You know, and I have to I have someone in my network in the press that refers to her as a squirrel eater. And I have to clarify, she and her father, because they're from the backwoods of, you know, the South. They would literally, you know, eat squirrels at some time if they'd go camping. I mean, I would never eat a squirrel. But anyway, we need a squirrel eater like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because she's eaten up the press. And Scaramucci, who was smeared, libeled, and defamed by the New York Times, is now going to be the communications director. And that's exactly who we need. We need better communication, and we need pit bulls at the front of that communication strategy. So the New York Times smears and libels Scaramucci, and now Trump picks him as the communications director. Perfect. And so I get back to the press and the elimination of the entire mainstream media. And Matthew Boyle says, the goal eventually is the full destruction and elimination of the entire mainstream media. We envision a day when CNN is no longer in business. We envision a day when the New York Times closes its doors. And do you know that it's on its way? They just fired another 100 people at the New York Times. I think that day is possible, Matt said. Boyle elaborated on Breitbart News' record in uncovering falsehoods reported in the mainstream media. Breitbart's fact-checking exposed a false CNN story in June claiming that President Trump's associate, Anthony Scaramucci, the founder of SkyBridge Capital and now an export-import bank official, was under investigation by the Treasury Department and Senate Intelligence Committee for alleged meetings with a Russian banking official. The supposed meetings never happened. And the Senate Intelligence Committee was not investigating Scaramucci. Furthermore, the Treasury Department, at the urging of Senator Elizabeth Warren, the progressive, and other Democrats at the beginning of the administration, had looked into the matter already and determined it to be entirely without merit. After Breitbart verified through research that the CNN hit piece was entirely fraudulent, and I'm sorry, it wasn't the New York Times on Scaramucci, it was CNN. I get them mixed up. You know, they're all liars. CNN retracted the piece after found fraudulent, apologized to Scaramucci and three of its senior editorial staffers. Beyond uncovering such lies from the media, Boyle underlined Breitbart's commitment to covering stories overlooked by establishment media organizations. A lot of the stories we do, and a lot of the stories that we focus on, are very, very strategically focused things, so we like to go after the stories that they ignore. And this is something I also learned about Breitbart, from Breitbart. I like to talk about things that the press isn't talking about. Like I talked about ITIN, the individual tax identification number. That fraudulent program where allowing illegal aliens, and I'm going to call them illegal aliens until that term changes within our existing federal laws, illegal aliens can collect up to $20,000 per return for dependents who do not live nor have to prove they live in the U.S. This fraudulent scheme called ITIN has cost U.S. taxpayers over 10 years, $40 billion. You're paying for everybody else's kids, whether they exist or not, and they don't even have to prove they exist. And do you know that ITIN now is being addressed in President Trump's budget? Oh, you didn't hear about that? Yeah, he's going to close that loophole. And that's why these Republicans, these wishy-washy moderate Republicans, better get their acts together or they will be primaried. They will be primaried. I can guarantee you that. Because after your response yesterday on the phones, I know we got a lot of warriors out there that will make it happen. And we'll make it happen after this next break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stay tuned and we'll get live and local next.
On the Fox News Channel's The Specialist, Eric Bolling brings straight talk and common sense to cable news.
Crazy people act on the crazy things they hear from politicians and celebrities. Think before you utter those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because there are crazy people out there taking your metaphors literally.
On Saturday, July 29th, Eric brings that straight talk and common sense to Las Vegas Country Club. Join us for an exclusive evening with Eric Bolling, co-sponsored by the Real Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity. Order your VIP tickets right now at kevinwallradio.com. Your VIP ticket includes dinner, an exclusive cocktail meet and greet with Eric Bolling, and your very own autographed copy of Eric's new best-selling book, The Swamp. Tickets are going fast, so order your VIP tickets right now at kevinwallradio.com. The first 8 tickets sold will join me at my table. Saturday, July 29th at Las Vegas Country Club, an exclusive evening with Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling. Order your VIP tickets right now at kevinwallradio.com.
You've seen those magic words, as seen on TV? They all started with an idea from someone like you, and it turned into a million-dollar product. Attention, inventors! Are you the one with the next million-dollar idea? Would you like to patent it and be paid royalties before someone else does? Then call Inventor Process at 702-912-2600 for free inventor's information. Call 702-912-2600 right now for free inventor's information. That's 702-912-2600 and online at InventorProcess.com. They can help you patent and succeed.
Well, this is Al Wagner with Trinity Tax Consultants. We're the rescue squad for troubled taxpayers. Maybe you haven't filed your taxes for several years. Financial hard times, divorce, you lose a job. You know, life happens. What we do is we fix tax problems. We have a team of licensed enrolled agents to work with the IRS so you can get on with your life. Contact Trinity Tax Consultants at 702-761-6550 or TrinityTaxLV.com. That's 702-761-6550 or TrinityTaxLV.com.
I used to hate going to the dentist. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I once went 5 years without seeing a dentist. So when I moved to Vegas, I checked around. One name kept popping up: Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams, and heck, I can even sleep through the most complicated surgery with oral sedation. Make sure you ask about their free implant consultations and specials that can cut the cost of implants in half. You can save thousands of dollars and come away with a bright new smile. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. I'm proud to say that Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Call 434-4800. Call and schedule in the next 30 minutes, and they'll give you half off on a set of bleach trays. All major insurances accepted. Call 434-4800, 434-4800, or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Hi, I'm Adam Laxalt, Attorney General for the great state of Nevada, inviting you to join me and the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, at the third annual Bask Fry on Saturday, August 26th at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. The Bask Fry is the can't-miss event for Republicans and those who want to celebrate conservative principles. And we are honored to have Vice President Pence join us as this year's keynote speaker.
Enjoy chorizo, lamb fries, great music, and a day of fun for the whole family. Tickets are just $40 through July 28th and $55 after. And kids under 7 are free. Don't miss out on your chance to be part of this one-of-a-kind, rich Nevada tradition. The event is likely to sell out quickly, so reserve your spot soon and bring the whole family to see Vice President Mike Pence at the third annual Bask Fry on August 26th. For tickets and more information, go to morninginnevadapac.org. We hope to see you there. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Here I am, rocking you like a hurricane, hopefully out of 790. Talk now, talk that rocks, live out of Las Vegas. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Happy to be in this seat for my final day, filling in for Kevin Wall. He'll return on Monday, same time, same place, and refreshed after a much-needed vacation. I invite you, we've got a couple more minutes before we go to the top of the hour, but we do have calls coming in, and I will get to your calls. I do promise you that. But back to the media, because the next guest that I'm going to have on this show with me at the top of the hour is named Brian Crabtree, and I consider him a friend. He is a business owner as well as a radio host out of the Atlanta area of Georgia. And he and Melanie Morgan, who you might know from Fox News, she started Stop the Scalpings. In response to the boycotts that the virulent left was conducting against Fox News host radio, Sean Hannity and others. And so he is going to join Melanie Morgan and a whole host of others of protesting CNN. And I love this type of activism because as a Republican activist, when I was protesting the takeover of 1/6 of our economy, otherwise known as Obamacare, I used to protest the likes of Occupy. I used to assemble counter protests to protests the Culinary Union or the ACLU or the AFL-CIO. And I would show up with hundreds of people in response. I actually formulated such a large protest that I forced Nancy Pelosi, who is flying into Orange County, John Wayne Airport, I forced her to take a helicopter and land it on a hotel instead of using the front entrance. That's what I like to do, is use the tactics of the left against them, and they don't know what the hell's going on. They're like, what? Wait a minute, you're a Republican and you're here with a sign and a bullhorn? Yes, exactly. I'm giving you guys a taste of your own medicine. And I do that with the mic, and I do that on the street, and I do that wherever I can in order to not only engage the left, but like I said, give them a taste of their own medicine. They're not going to be the loudest ones creating the most damage and destroying property. Not on my watch. Absolutely not. But Brian is going to be with us after this next break. Brian Crabtree. We're going to see how this protest of CNN, we might even see him on TV. So stay tuned right after this break. We'll be right back with Brian Crabtree. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one done. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
How long has it been since you filed a federal income tax return? Has it been 3, maybe 4 years? Hey, no judgments. I know, times are still tough. Hey, Kevin Wall here. But did you know that millions of Americans are actually owed money by the federal government? In some cases, tens of thousands of dollars. But folks are afraid to file their back tax returns and collect the money the government owes them because, well, it's the big bad IRS. That's where my friend and my tax accountant, Al Wagner, at Trinity Tax Consultants can help. Al has spent much of his adult life dealing with the IRS. He knows how they think. Case in point, he recently worked with a woman who was told by the IRS that she owed $1 million in back taxes. Al worked with the IRS and reduced that $1 million down to zero. Regardless of when you last filed, call Al Wagner at Trinity Tax Consultants. He's an enrolled agent licensed by the IRS to represent taxpayers. Call 702-761-6550.